No, sorry, Brian was doing the business news. Emily's here with the press review. She's starting off with coverage of those LA protests we told you about. What have you got for us, Emily?
Yes, exactly. Well, the story has been widely covered, but let's start with a few front pages in the States with the pro-Trump New York Post. They just have fire and ice this morning with a photo of a protester waving a Mexican flag. The Wall Street Journal went for this photo here of protesters facing off with officials of the Highway Patrol. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Times had this live ticker on their website today, trying to keep up to date with all the latest developments. This one reads, quote, LAPD officers in riot gear clash with protesters in downtown LA. The LAPD have now declared all of downtown LA an unlawful assembly. Clashes between protesters and law enforcement officers started this weekend and are still ongoing after Donald Trump deployed 2,000 troops of the National Guard in response to demonstrations against his immigration crackdown. Now, Politico is looking at Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and his response. He's since called the deployment unlawful. Normally, the National Guard is brought in on request of the governor, but Trump got around that rule by invoking a very specific provision of the U.S. Code of Armed Services, a first since 1965. Governor Newsom argued that the situation was actually under control and bringing in the National Guard only escalated things. He even accused Trump of manufacturing a crisis. Now, this opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal here says that the deportation wars have begun. It argues this weekend's clashes could be a sign of what lies ahead. It says that the White House, though, has gone too far in trying to deport every single person who came to the U.S. Illegally, which amounts to millions of people with families, homes and jobs. The New York Times is also extremely critical of the situation. It said that Trump jumped at the chance of a standoff. It says that Trump is using the same playbook in LA that he used to, quote, punish universities, individuals and institutions that he views as political adversaries. Now, finally, The Guardian has this analysis piece today. They say that Trump's actions could be an attempt for him to deflect criticism on his political failures and instead blame a supposed enemy within.
Emily's going to bring us news now from Mali. The mercenary group Wagner, the Russian mercenary group, has announced their departure from there.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is news that Africa News is covering. The Wagner group has announced their departure from Mali after, quote, mission accomplished. In a statement, the Wagner group claimed to have stabilized the country, destroyed terrorist infrastructure and trained local forces. The group arrived in 2021 shortly after the withdrawal of French troops in the country. But the group was quickly criticized and accused of human rights abuses, for instance, its role in the 2022 Mora massacre. Now, the French paper Le Monde says that the Wagner group is going to be replaced by the Africa Corps, another Russian mercenary group established by the Russian Ministry of Defense. This article, though, says that although Wagner Group claimed it has completed its mission, the situation is actually much more complicated. Last week, for instance, an Al-Qaeda-linked group attacked the Malian army, killing 30 people, evidence that Wagner's mission might not have been quite so accomplished after all.
Now, as we've been telling you, the planet celebrated World Ocean Day on Sunday, just in time for the opening of the UN Ocean Conference in Nice today. What are the papers saying on this?
Well, let's have a look at what our colleagues at RFI are saying here. They report that world leaders have arrived in Nice for the opening of the summit, which hopes to address the ocean emergency caused by overfishing, climate change and pollution, among other things. Humanité, meanwhile, is reporting on this latest study about the state of our oceans. The Starfish Evaluation or Barometer reveals that the situation is, quote, alarming. It says that all the indicators of human pressure on our oceans are continue to increase year on year. Some, though, in The Guardian are hoping that the conference might be a bit more positive. They're reporting that the British government has suggested banning a destructive fishing practice known as bottom trawling in half of the UK's protected seas.
Weekend of sporting glory it has been. What's Emily got for us? Which ones have you picked out, Emily?
Well, there are too many to choose. But let's start with L'Equipe and their coverage of the incredible final at Roland-Garros this weekend. 5.5 minutes of legendary nail-biting fighting between Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner. Alcaraz came back to win his second title at Roland-Garros after being two sets down. Now, this has earned him the title of the King Carlos II of Roland Garros in the Spanish press. It's the Spaniard's fifth Grand Slam title win at only 22 years old. But Alcaraz is not the only champion to be crowned this weekend, though. The Portuguese press is celebrating Cristiano Ronaldo and the Portugal football team after they beat Spain to win the UEFA's Nations League. But there's another sporting champion that I would like to bring your attention to, Stuart, in the Times, coming from the world of crazy golf or mini golf. The Crazy Golf World Championship was held on Sunday in Hastings in the UK and was equally high in emotions. And this year's champion is a man called Mark Chapman, who won his fifth world championship in mini golf, despite actually being a trained professional fencer.
Oh, well done to him. Instead of a hole in one, you get a hole in a lighthouse. Anyway, finally from Emily, the week-long chase after Ed the Zebra has come to an end. Very dramatic fashion. What's this about?
Yes, exactly. Well, if you've been online this week, you know that Ed the Pet Zebra was on the loose, and he's now been captured after more than a week on the run. He went viral after videos of him running free were posted on social media. Now, if his escape was epic, so too was his repatriation home. Let's see if we can have a look at this video here. That's Ed's there getting flown home by helicopter, just slowly chilling in the breeze there, dangling around on his way back home. He's
very
now safely arrived, I'm happy to say.
A flying zebra. I never thought I'd see one of those. Thanks a lot. Emily Boyle with the papers for us on France 24. A lot more coming up, but hopefully going to bring you that speech by Emmanuel Macron as that Oceans Conference gets underway, and my prospective guest as well coming up for you here on France 24.